Wait a minute. They found a way to make Phantasy Star 2 fucking worse. That seems fucking impossible. I uninstalled it. So I did not see the patch come through. Thank you. I almost pulled apart the display underneath the counter in that store. Leg of my shorts got hooked on one of the hooks and started to walk away. And it was almost a catastrophe. Mobile game roundup. I don't think any of us want to stay up on mobile games that much to do it. But also, you know, we cover mobile games when we like them enough and think that they're interesting to be shown. You know, like when there's something to show. We're like, hey, take a look at this. You know, like we'll do it. But that's relatively rare. And even in those cases, like, the reaction to it is people fucking getting all, this is already real games, fucking, blah, 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 blah. Like, fucking shut up. Such a dumb attitude. picked up some trail mix.
Some Bougainvillea, Redondo, our first day, Louder, J-Trick, and Tom Barton. Serious talent out there, and they're all on the Generation X 005 EP, which is out right now on Spotify and Beatport. So make sure you go check it out. That is almost it. I'm going to close up with one more track, a track from my Chill Time playlist on Spotify. And this track is called Weathen. Good nights. I really love it, and I want to wish you a good night wherever you are in the world. I'm always be here for you, and, well, love you guys. Catch you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Back in Colorado, baby. 17 years with my childish
from a young chick's perspective. And before me digging a bitch, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man. And at the same time, burning her man. Then you
just think of recent success of Jay in a new album.
Mm-hmm.
Like, remember, like, Jay-Z and R. Kelly used to make songs together and, like,
best of both worlds.
Yeah. That's a, like, it seems like such a long time ago, mm-hmm. and now they're, like, worlds apart from each other. Like, it's just crazy to me how time just either makes or breaks people, but it's just unbelievable what R. Kelly is dealing with today.
And Jay-Z
is like, yeah, it's sold out. To another one.
Jay-Z just went to a whole nother
level.
That's an atmosphere level. You know, he's, yes.
But that situation, no, what you're saying, though, the whole, but that
stratosphere,
situation.
That's the word.
Stratosphere. But that situation ended crazy, too, right? They ended up not.
Yeah, there was rumors about them, like, fighting. And yeah.
No, I was there. There was some
really?
Spray going on. You know, then it was
Tata. Oh, yeah.
Nah, I didn't say Tata. I don't want to incriminate.
Oh, okay, all right.
I don't want to incriminate nobody.
Kelly
snitching.
Did say he got okay, pepper spray.
So, yeah, don't be snitching on this show.
He got pepper spray. He said he got pepper spray in the eyes.
He's a legend for that. Yeah.
And somebody
stop it. Hold on. You got to start that right. Hold up.
You don't start that shit while people talk.
What are you doing? Hold up, man.
He said he got pepper sprayed in the ass.
Ooh.
The ass he
no,
really
the
went.
Eyes.
Oh, this is the ass.
It was the Chicago accent.
It was the Chicago accent. The ass.
Pepper spray.
Pepper spray.
Hey man, we'll keep you posted on all that. Meanwhile, this whole month we're celebrating our 6-year anniversary.
Woo!
Come on, man, you can do it. Just come on, pop it, your sheesh, pop it. Pull it out. Pull it out.
Don't do it. It's gonna stay in shirt.
Oh shit!
All right, here we go. Here we go.
This is about to end bad.
Here we go. Give me a cup. Give me a cup.
This point in my direction.
I heard that.
That back move, damn. She made the titties move, damn. I made the city move, I made the city move.
Classic flows and lyrics to go. I'm George, Dr. Funkenstein King, and this is Uncut Classic Hip Hop Backspin, Sirius XM, WM.
See, we need an arm for the drive-by.
Only on your pocket.
Boys at the big boys' lot, sing to them, yeah. To both, more butter means extra toast. You want to show, bring an extra load. Get out of here.
Yeah, you try to be like, walk like, talk like, but you're never gonna be us. Come on, talk for me.
When the nerves gotta get it, so I'm laying in the hearse until I reach hell, get paid on my speech cow.
Hey, ain't no sweat off my back, you ain't gotta come in here. We stand on this trail, we still gonna wear hell.
Respect my gangster, my story is legendary. Respect my name, cause holla at these niggas.
Yo, holla at them, Kells. Holla at them, Heather, holla at them.
Fire trucks up on this overpass. slowing down to look. Like four fire trucks and two ambulances, whatever the fuck happened. Probably a good.
Here on SiriusXM Live, this is Brown All Morning. You are really dedicated. Thanks for being here on the Bugsy Bugs World. Tony's this hour on SiriusXM. Dream off here, little Kim, you know, C's, cut those people. Beyonce, Kanye West, D-Bane, your source, hip hop, R&B, 90s, 2000s, Tuesday afternoon, Mike Record.
No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide the plane. The plane coming down in the Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we go. Rockefeller, you're behind the weather, and she thrives it better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation, stack chips for the rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back, with Little Miss Sunshine, Rihanna, where you at?
to the mouth.
Get out.
Some niggas rode by on the Riviera Cabin. All I could see was a Billy Spence wild, and the boy was just screaming as he fell to the ground. A woman yelled, "Get an ambulance." But I knew he was dead, he didn't stand a chance. You should have seen him, he was scared. A bullet went to his chest, it went to his head. He just laid there in silence. And all I heard was a siren. Paramedics pulled up, followed by a lawman, and in came a fire truck. On a stretcher, but if he survives, I'm willing to bet you he'll be out for revenge. They patched him up within the week, he was back at it again. Went to his brother on the north side, grabbing shit, it's a hit. We're gonna take a long ride, pack it up in the trunk. AK-47, M11, and a pump. Wrote my word in North Scott Street. School was letting out.
Yo, you ain't gonna shoot yet?
What? Open the trunk and grab the shotgun. He shot him. Put his movie on the front seat. Continued his mission as he headed down the street. The kids were just staring at each other. They rolled by smoke magnets. Reached in his coat and grabbed the porch. Full speed down, we shot his mom on the porch. On his way down, Cullen. His brother was just dazed in the shot while you run.
Yo, my bitch, let's go smoke. I ain't but trying to get in home.
Biggest weapon.
All right, I want to get into this. Crack this open here. I know I've had one before, but man, I really can't remember. It's Rockstar Revolt, Killer Black Cherry. Just, I was getting two energy drinks, and I was like, well, that means I can take a chance with one. I remember this tasting sort of like medicine. So that's good. It's good going in here.
Time to get up that great big hue of hope for a destination.
Welcome.
Sirius XM.
You got
90s on 9.
Relive it here. A clean version of Because I Got High. Relive it here. Killer Black Cherry Rockstar Revolt. Relive it here.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why, man. Yeah, cause I got high.
Why, man?
Because I got high. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high.
I feel like there's not enough of a sweet cherry flavor on this drink. It's like it's kind of like the drink tastes bland. It's a little pale.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you weren't.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
I
isn't here, what better time than now?
Sprayed cherry liquid all over the face of his iPad. Wiping off here. Cleaning it up. Gross. This iPad gets a lot of abuse.
Kagan, this is Three Chords and the Truth, a punk rock hour that will probably go on for like 2 hours and 15 minutes. I'm going to get out of Southern California for a second, and out of the 70s actually into 1996. There was a band from Sweden, still is, called The Refused, a great, great record called The Shape of Punk to Come, and this song called New Noise.
Duck had the time. Oh yeah, no, it's yeah. I can host a radio show on our own on the Guns N' Roses radio station. Sure. You guys want to come with me? No, just me. Oh well. Okay, all right. That's fine. I can handle it. I got this one, guys. You guys, just do. You just wear that hat. I'll be over here doing the radio stuff. Cool.
sampled some of his favorite punk rock songs. An exclusive show on Guns N' Roses Radio. Three chords and a true.
This is Blank Generation by Richard Hell and the Voidoids.
Great insight there. Here's a song.
Love by the great Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers. Top 10-ish finishes in Battlegrounds lately. But, like, it's one of two ways. It's either the, like, you know, 11th place by default because I barely saw any other players on my way there.
and then fucking up and dying, or it's, you know, or the kind of the better way of winning some gunfights along the way and that sort of stuff. Having better luck with getting scopes on a gun and then using it effectively. Like that's happening a little more often, which is cool. But also it's fucking, yeah, I just fucking dumb strategic blunders where like a guy hid behind a fucking hay bale and I lost track of which bale it was when I was trying to walk around a building to get a better look at him and fucking started aiming at the wrong one. Got smoked. It was like, well, fuck. It's just stupid. Destiny Band starts today, huh? I wonder what people will think of that when they get their hands on it. I think it's all the same. Like, you know, we've got video up, I think, of all three of the things you can do in that beta. The strike, the multiplayer, and the campaign mission.
We're living through it, and suspect device is obviously a bomb. This band, they wrote songs about what they were living through at the time, the soldiers and the bombs and the troubles, which were the fighting between the Protestants and Catholics. I didn't know any of this stuff at the time. I just thought Stiff Little Fingers rocked, but my mom kind of wised me up on this whole thing. And suspect device, here we go.
One new map for Crucible. Well, maybe it's a different map than the one I saw then. That'd be something. The new mode and control. Okay. Yeah, they only showed us the new mode, so I guess that's a thing. I wonder if it'll have loot in it, or if it'll have any kind of character choice stuff in it, or if it'll just randomize, because the... When I played it, it was definitely, like, preset, like, character and stuff for the campaign mission. No progression on character. Yeah, that makes sense. No progression. And then they had three, like, you know, one of each class, set up for the strike. article so the boot would drop. Good. That'll be different. I mean that'll be the interesting thing is, like, being able to just try out a variety of weapons and seeing if they have any that feel really different or not. Because, yeah, when I played it, everything was kind of preset, so did not see any loot drops at all the entire time we played, so. I guess we'll do something with that this week. But yeah, like I said, you know, we've already kind of shown most of it, so.
By Zeke.
I've not been following this sort of stuff, but I saw an article today that said that Bitcoin was crashing again, and a lot of other cryptocurrencies going with it. Front of me, merged into the lane on the other side of me, then merged back into my lane now. And blinking on the where the route number should be is it's blinking and it just says stop. It's just blinking the word stop over and over again. I'm extremely confused.
Right, but raise your dear.
I mean, I guess, like, all speculative, like, you know, currency trading and all that sort of stuff is probably just as flimsy as this seems. I don't know. Like, it's hard to believe in Bitcoin. It just seems so shady. Like, the core ideas, when they lay out the principles for why Bitcoin, I look at it and go like, yeah, no, I get, yeah, no, it's, fuck having the fucking government in my money. Yeah, no, sure, I get it. Anonymous money. I get why that's good. Also, I get why that might be kind of bad. But then when it turned into just like a commodity or whatever, you know, when it just started getting, when people cared more about the value of Bitcoin than like the uses of Bitcoin as like, you know, for actual transactions and stuff like that, that's when it just kind of became like, I don't know. I need to unsubscribe from this fucking... WWE mailing list. They've started sending emails out with wrestlers' names in the, like, from line. So, like, I'm sitting here looking at my email in traffic, and it just says, I got an email from Jinder Mahal that says, chaos awaits inside the Punjabi prison. I'm like, oh, thank you, Jinder. Thanks for reaching out. And then there's no, like, personal note inside. It's just like, hey, man, I wanted to just send you this video clip of the Punjabi prison. I'm going to fuck this dude up in it. All right, later. Like, this is just... Like, imagine how much better that would be if they just, like... Jinder Mahal was just like, hey, guys, I thought I would just get in touch. And then from the company I work for, spam about the July Family Fun Guide. 30% off water parks nationwide. Up to 45% off amusement parks. Up to 30% off movie tickets. Explore my savings. I mean, I guess that's cool that there's like a company program for saving some money on stuff. I haven't really looked at it. Maybe it's really good. But something about getting fucking spam about buying shit from the company you work for is really fucking weird. Hmm. I am trapped in this tunnel. The odds they drop the story and never mention it in 5 weeks. I think they'll ride this fucking ship all the way aground on that one. They'll go like, oh, we're gonna rename him to Jason Angle and, craft a new team angle around him. They'll go all the way with this fucking garbage. Just had an angle managed and just seen. Yeah, no, that I bet that's where this idea started, is that there were definitely, you saw people saying like, oh man, they should put American Alpha with him and you know, do like a whole team angle thing, and Kurt Angle could be, you know, like their mentor or whatever. And like, I bet that fucking they had that idea or read that idea and were like, nah, let's take it one step further. Now here we are. Weeks of half-assed build-up. And, you know, like, and, you know, like, right before that segment, I thought, you know, there's no way that this could be good, but there are a lot of ways where it could be great. Where it could just be a fucking, like, hit it out of the park fucking dumb moment where it's just, like, so over-the-top stupid. Where you're just like, wow, I want to watch this because it's so fucking terrible. But no, like, they do it and you're just like, oh, this is just a bad idea. And also, like, who cares? Like, they didn't even let those guys talk in the segment. They're just like, this is the announcement. Okay, bye. Tune into our thing after the show on the internet if you want to hear them speak. By the way, we just canceled a show because no one watches that when we say turn off your TV and turn on the internet. Turns out no one does that. So we just canceled a show, but now we're going to ask you to do the very thing that obviously doesn't work. It's... Yeah, you know. Wrestling is real fucking stupid. Viewership for Talking Smack. I mean, I find it very easy to believe that, like, no one watches Talking Smack. Like, for all the complaints about, like, oh, it's the best, like, yeah, you know, it is, it's really good. And the majority of wrestling fans don't care and don't want that, like, they have no desire for that type of content. So, clearly, they wouldn't watch, like, they don't. When I do watch wrestling, I watch it in front of a computer, and most of the time I don't watch it. And most of the time I did not watch Talking Smack. Unless someone said, oh, there was one really good thing you should see. Then I'd be like, alright, maybe I'll go check that out. Especially with, like, their Cruiserweight show being in between the two things, right? Like, it just became hard to be like, okay, here's our wrap-up show that now has to take place, like, an hour after the show because of this Cruiserweight thing we're doing that also sort of sucks. But yeah, it's extremely easy to believe that, like, Talking Smack was not bringing in numbers that made them want to continue doing it. For as much as it, like, was a good thing and good character development thing that is really valuable, like, I also think that, you know, and this is more anecdotal and kind of guessing a little bit, but I also think that the average wrestling fan has no interest in that type of show, you know, and they use their internet platform for a lot of stuff that, like, the common wrestling fan probably wouldn't be interested in. That one seems like it would be a good, easy, cheap one to produce. But hey, I should have told the host the show was canceled. Yeah, well, yeah, that's, as someone who hosted a show that got canceled without being told it was canceled, I can tell you that that's fucked up and makes you want to march into someone's office and punch somebody. And maybe they end up doing something like they did yesterday, where, like, if they've got, like, a specific, and you know, I didn't watch the thing they did after the show yesterday, because who fucking cares? But if they're like, oh, you know, there's, like, some character development, some specific thing we need to do, then it'll be like, hey, after the show, stay tuned for this interview, you know, and kind of address it that way. As more of a, directed, kind of as needed sort of thing. Live is fucking unwatchable. It's a shame, but because that Cruiserweight Championship thing they did, the special was really good. because it felt so far removed from all of that WWE shit. It was like, oh man, they're offering like a different style of wrestling. Like, you know, maybe this platform can grow to encompass all those different styles. And then it was like, oh no, actually they're just gonna fucking cram these people into the same bad character work, like fucking half-told stories. Like some writer, like going like, okay, I guess I got a sixth hour of television to worry about now. You guys, okay, is there like a lady we can put in the middle of all this? Can we get one of the women wrestlers to date one of these guys, and then another guy can not like that, and they can fight? Can we just do that? Can we do that? Do we have that? Can we just set that up? Because I, you know, I don't know. Is there a belt? Is there a championship? Can we use that? I mean, all right. You have the title, and you're mad. You have a girlfriend who's getting you into trouble with your tag team or some other guy, and you guys are fighting. You guys figure out who you want it to be. Whatever. Yes, no purple ropes. Congratulations to the ring crew for not having to fucking put purple ropes on. And then take them back off one segment later. I don't know. Like, I'm not watching it every week, so maybe I'm way off base here. But like, whenever I do see the cruiserweight matches, like, there's nothing special about them anymore. Like when the tournament was happening, it was like, man, this is a really fast paced, crazy style. This is great to watch. And now it's just like, you know, it feels plain. It doesn't feel like they're going all out the way that they did. And, you know, like, whatever, that is the WWE, right? They're probably working safer as a result, or whatever, but but it's just been boring. Like, boring character work, like, the storyline's not great, and, like, the wrestling is not special. It doesn't feel special the way it did when they first brought those guys in. Yeah, yes, exactly. Like the WWE version of cruiserweights. Like, even the old WCW version of cruiserweights was, you know, potentially more exciting. I think they got good people, you know, on that roster. You know, they got people that can definitely fucking wrestle their fucking ass off, and like people that can play big characters and could work in larger storylines and stuff. But the whole thing just feels like that they're just kind of crapping it out. I don't keep current on it, so maybe it's better than I'm giving it credit for, but every time I have seen it, it's just been just a flat thing. And what they're showcasing on Raw is just years, man. It's a shame. I think that there, you know, there are good people. The Jack Gallaghers of the world deserve better. JP, God. That guy. I feel like that was the biggest, like, the most telling change, or the most telling difference from, like, the quality of the Cruiserweight tournament to that dude being the first dude they kind of spotlighted coming out of it. Like, oh, this, you made him the video game man in, like, the most generic way imaginable, and what, he dabs? He can dab. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Nakamura, huh? That's... Boy. Man. I wonder if they get there with him or if they squander everything they've got with him. I wonder how long his contract is. I wonder if he's happy. It's probably, you know, one would assume it's probably more money than he was making. And, you know, he's like traveling all over the place and, you know, living this fucking life for, you know, maybe that's just like a fun thing for a while. And maybe, you know, when he gets tired of it, maybe he fucking bounces, goes back to Japan, does his thing there. All right. I'm gonna go. I'll see you later. Have a good Tuesday.